This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry Superfund Lucroft Super make it easy for you to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Good afternoon, Nikki Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, good.
Got your lotto tickets, guys. Big Oz Lotto.
Well, I'm about to go down and get our shared one.
That's tonight, buddy.
Oh, 70 million.
I'm in.
You're not in anything, mate.
Oh.
Sorry, we're just going a shared one.
Yeah,
Nick
right
and I, yeah.
There's all certain rules.
It's a long-term thing going on.
Hey, a big show today, guys. Lots to get through. The best pie in Australia has been announced. Ooh. We're going to speak to the bakery.
That is a fierce competition, you know.
Well, in a country that loves its pies, there's no higher accolade than best pie. I did. It was a good one.
There you go.
I love
a good pie myself.
It's not the best in Australia, though.
Right. Oh,
well, never mind. Hey, we found out who is performing at the Logies.
Okay, all right.
Hey, everyone, stop your cars. Stop the traffic, everyone.
As long as it's not Bruno Mars.
Don't say He was great.
He's on my list of people I want to punch in the face.
I want to tell you who was one of the performers I loved the most.
Logies?
Yes, that's performed and I danced to.
Rhonda Birchmore.
I do love the Leggy Birchmore, but
the Leggy Rhonda Birchmore.
It was an international guest. I'll tell you about it.
Hold
that
thought. Hey, Limo's in.
Oh, great.
Well, I will catch up with Limo. He'll have been up to no good.
Yes.
Bit of a ne'er-do-well.
There's an Instagram couple
who
feel they're so important to the world. They've got so much to give that they can't have a real job and they're asking people to go fund them.
We'll give you the GoFundMe page details so we can all contribute in some
meaningful
fashion.
And we can tell them where to go, that's for sure.
Why not? Hey, while we're talking social media, OJ Simpson is on Twitter.
Yes.
We're going to play you his first post.
Yep.
And we're going to ask you, who are you following? See if we can't turn up some
anyone.
Good stuff.
Mm. And are dad bods in or out?
They are in, trust me.
Says a male editor of a magazine.
Now, be
who's
nice.
A white, podgy male.
How dare you?
Sorry about that.
Why would
it's
you
a bit mean,
it?
Isn't it?
It is a bit mean.
I wasn't
You're
looking at you
out.
When I said that.
Very good.
It just came out. Sorry.
All right. Hey, we're going to have a look at what people like to be buried with. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
What? Just by the way. Speaking of people dying and what they want to be buried with.
You've all got something you want to be buried with, don't you?
Do you know what?
Just quickly, what would you like to be buried with? We're not getting there yet.
Oh, my dog.
So
I'd euthanise her at the same time so we're buried together.
It's a big coffin.
You're a mess, woman.
I am. Do you know what? I'm
going to bury myself with your dog.
And the Getz.
And you won't find out till I'm dead.
I'm sorry. Wow.
And the dog will be alive.
Oh, that
and
is horrific.
You'll just hear the scratching on the roof and the whimpering.
That's nightmarish stuff.
And you're going to go, what's he done? Oh, he's got my dog.
Look. Well, you'll just be arrested and go to prison with all your boyfriends and see how you go
I'm
there.
I'm already dead.
Oh, well.
Where's the logic, woman?
Sorry, I'm distracted because in my peripheral vision, they keep playing the royal family. And they're in their dress-ups. It's dress-up day in England.
Every day is dress-up day, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never seen a more bunch of embarrassing costumes in my life. Everyone's got a big, a writing pen with the feather in their hats.
Yes.
Those beef-eaters, well, they're just stupid. That's a stupid costume.
Hang on.
The Queen looks ridiculous.
You're lashing out now.
Your
views aren't necessarily the views of
pardon
Kennedy,
me, Your Majesty.
It's the Order of the Garter Service, I've been informed.
Oh, my, kill me now. If I had to watch that. Order
it's hundreds of, years of tradition, though, isn't it? That's
what
and how dare you go a beef eater? They are featured on the front of gin bottles for as long as I can
it's
remember.
It's not my flavour gin anymore. I don't drink that gin.
I drink anything. You just tried to get a still going in our office the other day. Hey, now I've got a beef with you.
What's that?
So, well, you keep cropping me out of your photos on Instagram.
That's
not funny.
It's kind of funny.
Pretty funny.
It could result in legal action.
Why?
Well,
because look, the first time I did it, I was so gobsmacked to meet Christopher Atkins, and I was just. I just wanted it to be a private moment.
There was too much himbo action, basically.
Well, there was Chris Atkins, then it was Mickey Dolenz.
Himbos to the left, himbos to the right. So you made an executive decision and cut me out of your photo.
What
you
I
cropped
do,
me out.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're not sorry.
Yes, I'm not sorry.
It's part of your face.
Sorry,
isn't
not
it?
Sorry. Well, I do the cropping just so you, there's a hint of you there.
A little
Mickey.
Cheek.
Little cheek.
Shut up, Dave.
Little bit of your tummy.
Hey, Dave. Is this the most juvenile radio show in the history of the world?
Yes, it is.
Is that amusing to you?
It's not bad.
How did you go last night? Get any action? Get any birthday action?
You don't say that on the radio.
Well, you say everything else.
Well, no, I was all very cordial.
Yeah,
had a great
a yes.
night.
Yes.
It's very cordial.
In the Tempur mattress. No, we had a nice dinner with the family. Liz cooked up a dinner and then we sat down and watched Chernobyl. So a real sort of light-hearted
how
end
romantic.
Of the evening.
Yeah, that sounds very
just got
depressing.
First date written all over it. Chernobyl.
That's what happens
you're
when
getting
you
some action to Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Huh? Did you get dessert?
Yeah, got some lemon cheesecake, it was. Baked, too. Awesome.
That's not a euphemism.
No, it's not. Have a candle on top?
No candles.
And what's presents? What are the presents?
As I said, cologne. I got some Jimmy Choo Man was the cologne of choice.
Yeah. Sure. Are you sure Jimmy Choo
it
makes...
Man on the bottle.
Are you sure they didn't scrape out W and O?
Jimmy Choo Man.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I went to Chemist Warehouse and I went through a million sprays till I found the
Chemist Warehouse
right one.
Have some excellent fragrances.
Unreal.
But I'm pretty sure it's Woman by Jimmy Choo.
It said Man on the
Jimmy
bottle.
Choo, which is very similar to urinal cake.
No, it's not.
Jimmy Choo makes shoes.
I know, but that was the spray I liked. I said, that's a good one. Go with that one. And they have little coffee beans you've got to sniff as well to sort of neutralise the smell when you're doing all the colognes.
What am I wearing at the moment? I'm wearing Le Capsicum spray. It's very good.
I put it
on before I go out. Saves the cops the hassle. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about what you would like to be buried with. It's the new craze. We must have got it off the Egyptians or something. You know, when you open a tomb and there's something in there.
Little hidden surprise. All right, we're here thanks to Lucrif, an industry super fund run only to benefit members. The PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking about poison, and we were saying it should be in one of those.
Like a We Will Rock You or a music.
We Will Rock You. And then we were saying it was in, you said it should be in that Tom Cruise movie.
Yes.
Which I said, was it called Rockstar?
That's right, yeah.
It was called Rockstar.
Rockstar. No, what is
I was taken to that by my Rockstar or...
No, no, I'm just looking it up now.
I thought it was sure it was.
No, it's...
Very similar.
Rock of Ages.
Oh, Rock of
That's
Ages.
What it was.
Righto. So I was... and he was playing the rock star.
Yes.
And enjoying it a lot, I must say. I was taken to by my girlfriend at the time and we went in there and about...
I'm that watching, was brave
and it
was of you.
Well, it was begrudging anyway because it just didn't seem like my cup of tea.
Right.
And then about five minutes in, so he burst into song. And I went white stuff. I went, it's a musical!
people turn around?
No, people went berserk. I go, this is a musical!
Wow.
Get me out of here. That is Dirty Paul.
You must have really liked that girl if you even agreed to go to the theatre.
Yeah.
That
is unbelievable.
I hope you got something that night.
You need a hand? Not really. Oh. It's that's a heads up. That's another story. It's a heads up, that is. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's a musical. Easy to say, otherwise, entrapment.
Rock Some of Ages, kind of, and you didn't Rock know.
Just remember that one, guys.
It's a very successful
musical. Hey, Alison,
musical.
We're talking about what you want to be buried with. So it turns out this is becoming quite a thing in Western culture. Now, as we know, ancient cultures, the Aztecs or the Egyptians or whatever, used to be you'd be buried with stuff that you wanted to take into the afterlife with you.
It might feels like a good idea.
It might be the family jewels. It might be, I don't know, your
pottery or
something you like. And anyway, it's catching on. It's according to people who own funeral homes that now it's become quite the rage.
Mm.
And the manager of Queensland's Mackay Funerals, Mackay, Goodtown Mackay, has said she could write a book on what she has seen.
Of what people are taking.
So a chess player was buried with his chessboard. Some bloke was buried with his remote. Now,
that's not bad.
I have to say.
Hey, yeah, that's close to your
That's
heart.
Close to me too.
That it would be just about with your finger on the mute button.
That's right.
Possibly.
I'm going to ask you. But...
That's one. Hobbies and passion. So if you're a fisherman, some fishermen like to get buried with their fishing rods.
Yeah. Golf clubs.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Well, golf clubs for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Guitarists like you being buried with a guitar.
Yeah.
Cowbell for me.
Okay.
I would take the cowbell.
Naturally, we'll remember that when
with
it comes,
me.
The time comes.
Guys, we're going to ask you 133353. You've got the choice. What do you want to be buried with? What would you, is there anything that springs to
mind? Well, there's a few things. One, it would be encouraged to be buried with me so it's out of the house, is my antique teacup collection.
Oh,
well, that is boring.
Yeah. No, it's not boring.
There's an afterlife and they don't let you in.
No, it's not boring because I would just say that everyone in my house would go, let's get rid of this set because it is shitting us. We've had it in the house for so many years and she doesn't use it. Right. And it's just accumulating dust and it's those little dainty teacups like I've collected over the years.
Yeah, look, it's not bin night. You know, we're not putting your house.
No, I know, but I would like that. All right, and then my album collection. I would take my albums with me so no one else has them.
I don't think there'd be an argument.
Every single ABBA album released. Yes, I've still got it.
I'll help you pack.
Christopher Cross. Album,
oh, really?
Two of Christopher Cross's albums, Toto, a couple of theirs, Explosive Hits, 74, 75, and Ripper, just to name a few. Ripper 75.
What about you, Dave?
I don't know, probably a set of gold headphones and microphone from the...
from your imagination.
Sorry, I nearly choked.
You won that.
Okay.
I know. I haven't put too much thought into it.
Well,
you should.
You should. Because we said, you could die have a think, and you said, I'm just going off to the toilet. You could have had a think in the toilet.
I didn't get a chance to go. But
you could be dead within a month.
What are you talking about?
Don't speak like that.
He's healthy.
He doesn't look good.
Don't jinx
feel
him.
Great.
Is there, are you okay?
I feel fantastic.
Mickey, what would you take with you?
Look, I'd, you know, maybe my copy of my 1980 grand final victory, Richmond over Collingwood, VHS copy.
1980, did you say?
1980,
yes. Not the more recent one.
Well, I'd take that too, but I think that's the one that I've had to bond with over the
right,
years.
Yeah.
It's become my best friend. Let's have a listen to Jared and see what he has to say. Jared?
Yes?
What have you got, buddy? What would you like to take with you into the afterlife, or at least get buried with?
Casey Beer and a carton of smokes.
Yeah, you're a simple man. You're a simple man.
And make sure you throw a good, decent lighter in there too.
Okay.
Forward not on.
Oh, really? It's important.
And you know what I'd do, Jared? Rob your grave. I would go, I would. One night I'd be needing a beer and a ciggy and I'd be going, now where did they bury Jared? You'd see me with a torch going through the...
One packet of smokes, would you please, and one beer?
I would go through the graveyard at like 3 a.m. with a torch looking for Jared. All right, Jared, give him a prize.
Prize pack coming your way. Jared, thank you, mate.
Hey, Steve.
Can't bury that with you.
Steve's got a ripper. Hello, Steve. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Jane, good.
Yeah, now, commiserations because your cousin recently died.
Yes, that's correct.
What did he get buried with?
He got buried with his 066 Magnum steel chainsaw.
Oh,
and
wow.
And why was that?
So if he comes back to life, he can cut himself out.
Yeah.
Why is that, Steve?
No, he was a tree faller.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
And
the tree won.
Yeah, the tree won.
All right,
Steve, thank you for that.
Good on you, mate.
Lee. Hello, Lee.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Tell us what you wish for.
Oh, if I had my way, I'd have a great big glass coffin, throw my Harley in it and strap me on top of it.
Oh, there you go.
And will you just be on display?
Oh, no, bury me in it, I don't care.
All right. Glass.
Glass display with your Harley. Sounds interesting. Thanks, Lee. Let's try for Rob. How are you going, Rob?
G'day, gang. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Sorry, I know you are both animal lovers, but I'd love to be buried with my best set of deer antlers.
you're a hunter, are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
What's your biggest antlers?
I've got a set of 28-inch velvet antlers off a sandbar.
You know what would be good? If you died after being attacked by a deer, and then that would be fair.
And then the deer.
And then so a deer kills you, and then you can get buried with one of the old antlers. Does that sound like a good
deal,
Rob?
That's fair.
All right, mate.
Thanks
you win
for
this
the call,
round.
Rob. Good on you. And let's try Tim. Tim, what would you like to be buried with?
Probably what's left for the left of my mountain bike, because I've probably crashed it and it's what's killed me in the end. So whatever's left of my bike, they can throw in there as well.
This is very interesting. We get a lot of guys calling this. Not many girls are calling up to say what they'd be buried with. It sounds very adventurous too of everyone. Everyone lives on the edge here.
We like it a lot.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for your calls. We did enjoy that. It was quite illuminating.
It was illuminating.
When we get back, I want to talk about O.J. Simpson.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, what is
he's got a few things to say.
Kennedy
recently.
Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Like everyone else, I heaved a sigh of relief when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty because...
not guilty.
The jury was out. I mean, it was hard to know whether... whether he did it or
he
didn't.
It was a line ball, wasn't it?
And the jury decided that he didn't. So, I mean, to me, there was never any concrete evidence that the guy was guilty of murdering his wife and Ron Goldman, who was just an innocent bystander at the time.
So anyway. You were surprised then when, for a completely different offence, that he was nabbed so severely and went to jail?
Well, he was in Vegas and he was trying to retrieve some memorabilia. Hmm. One of the guys he was with was carrying a gun. That, the old language, is, I think, armed robbery.
Yes.
And they went to town. Yeah. He got a slight
retribution.
Anyway, However, he's out. He's a good egg. He's done his time. Yeah. And welcome back. And he's been reintroduced to society. And one of those things he's doing is joining Twitter.
Mm.
He's got onto Twitter and he is the real O.J. Simpson. Mm. Like the real killers.
Remember
the real killers?
Yeah.
He was going to spend the rest of his life looking for the real killers. He said, don't you worry. I am going to find them.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock the next day, he was on the golf course. Well, I'm going, unless they're on the third.
That's right. I don't know
what chances you've got.
It's very bizarre behaviour.
It was a bizarre case, that one, and my sister pointed this out to me, and it was a good point at the time. I remember when he was found not guilty, there was footage at a black, all-girls black college in America, and when he got off, they all cheered. Like, we were berserk. And she said to me, she said, that's interesting, isn't it? Because race trumps gender. Because they were all girls and
you're right.
It's a crime against women.
That he'd killed his wife.
He killed his wife. Yeah. It was the ultimate domestic violence.
Yes.
To tear her apart. And, but these girls, it meant more to them on racial terms than it did. Anyway, fun side fact.
I'm captivated. I'm interested. Well, that's why he's still got so much interest today, and that's why now he joins Twitter.
He's on Twitter. So you'd think he'd like enter gracefully. Here is his first post on Twitter, O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake O.J. accounts out there, so this one... at the real OJ32 is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
Okay.
Getting even to do. God.
That makes my eyes pop when he says that.
And
do you think there's a lot
of
nervous people currently in California?
I've got a lot of getting even to do with who?
That's weird.
Like, how are you the hard done by guy?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I keep posted.
Yeah.
So OJ Simpson. Hey, someone to follow. We all follow weird and different people. We do this occasionally. Give us a call. Tell us who you're following, who you might be able to tip us into. Dave, who are you following at the moment?
Do I follow?
It's off the beaten track that we might.
I tell you who I like. Kevin Smith, who's the director of Clerks and all that.
He's got a very cult following.
He's amazing.
Why? Why
is
it good?
Well, he's a big comic book nerd as well, but he talks about in layman's terms. So if you like your Avengers movies and all that sort of stuff, Kevin Smith, and he does a great podcast as well called Hollywood Babylon, which I love. So, yeah, Kevin Smith, a bit off Broadway.
Sounds boring to me.
It's good to
All right.
Have you not recommended that before? I'm having bells ringing.
Are you retracing your steps?
I have not recommended him ever.
Okay. Anything interesting happening in your life?
I might have spoken off air about it, but I've never.
Well, mine's not weird. Mine is Ash Barty.
Ash Barty?
Yeah, because she's so pragmatic and down to earth, and I like her.
Give me a typical example of what she posts.
Okay. I'm just going to read it.
This is fascinating radio. This is
really.
Take your time.
Okay.
At Kennedy Malloy, by the way. They're on Twitter if you want to follow
us. I'm not saying she's doing anything
I want to hear what she's saying.
Well, she was just thankful when she won, and they've got a great picture of her with.
You're not selling this.
Okay.
Is there a Barty party?
I think she did have a Barty party. Just showing her practice sessions and.
Okay. What's her address? What's her handle? Quick.
She talks about practice. Yes. So she talks about practicing tennis, not just any tennis, women's tennis.
No, when she won, it was very exciting. She met, there's a picture of her and Rod Laver that's really cute, and I loved that.
90-year-old man.
All right.
Selling it.
Well, I don't have to get it. I don't need your approval. I've just said who I'm following, and I'm happy to follow it. Oh, well, let's hear what your amazing new following is.
Oh, don't turn this into a competition.
Well, you've just slagged off mine. Which Brazilian Instagram model?
I do have a follow on Twitter, Paul Krugman. He's one of the great economists of the world.
Oh, wow. You must be so brainy.
Right. No, he sends dick pics.
I hope
he does.
Paul Krugman, if you want to cut through some fat.
Right, okay.
If you want to get, you know, because everything's so now, depending on which vehicle you're getting it from.
Yeah, of course.
Is either Republican or Democrat or left or right or liberal or whatever. He just gives you the facts. So if you're trying to go, hey, this is unusual. How do I get to the bottom of this? What's happening here?
I didn't sort of see you as a finance sort of guy, too. That's interesting.
But I'm fascinated.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
You never look past the surface, the two of you. You're two of the most...
Do you follow Warren Buffett as well, or are you just more into your Krugman?
Warren Buffett's an old man. Warren Buffett's a dodgy old dude.
He's not. He's
dodgy.
Come on.
One of the richest dudes in the world.
He's don't like his style.
Really?
No. Doesn't appeal to me. How can you be the richest man in the world and not buy yourself a business class ticket?
He's
one of those stingy old
he's good with his money.
He's, you know, remember the guy from IKEA? Remember the guy who owned IKEA? He never spent a cent.
Well, he died unhappy.
Yeah, well, he had to assemble his own coffin.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Yeah, but you didn't. You're about to find Ash Barty's Twitter handle, so couldn't get around to that.
Be very careful. I'm very protective.
Ash Barty has said. Come on.
I'm protective of Ash Barty. I am.
What else has she got?
It's just great photos of her with her family from when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she's just...
Fascinating.
Got a new car.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
I think it's a Jaguar.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, well, consider yourself up to speed, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, there's a picture of her and Stephanie Gilmore. So that's
hello. Okay. All right, now you're interested. Get the idea. 133353, who are you following? Tip us into something.
Yeah, you give us a call right now, 133353, or you can tweet us at Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
See, the problem with you, Mick, you don't tweet enough. Your last post was May 28 at Mick Malloy.
Oh, you're lazy.
May, when was it?
May 28 was your last post. Hello, Sarah Silverman. You said, what a woman.
Follow Sarah Silverman.
Okay.
She's fantastic.
She's your dream girl.
Yes.
She's funny.
In many ways.
She's so good.
She's pretty filthy.
You said that like it was a bad thing. She's smart. She's ballsy.
Sassy.
She says what she thinks. You won't die wondering.
Bit of an earache, I think she might be.
You've always been anti-women.
No, I haven't.
Just don't feel threatened or something.
No, I don't feel threatened by women.
Well, what's your beef with Sarah Silverman?
She would be slightly antagonising and slightly would get under my skin a little bit.
As opposed to anyone in this room right now.
Hey, look at me.
Hey,
I don't get under anyone's skin.
Sarah Silverman, follow her. I should have put her in there first. Yeah. Hey, now listen, can we get on to more exciting news?
Hmm.
Now, can you think of a higher accolade than the best pie in Australia?
No, I cannot.
Because this country takes its pies very seriously. It should be on our coat of arms.
Well, you're correct.
There shouldn't be an emu and a
it should
kangaroo.
Be a pie
should be
in
a
the
pie.
Middle.
Should be a big.
Yeah.
It should be a pie.
Pies
in
are.
In the middle.
Pies are the best.
We should just put a pie on our flag. It just should be. Take the Union
that.
Take the Union Jack out and just put a pie.
Done.
Hot
what
pie.
A brilliant invention. A pie is so good, isn't it?
Well, it's ours. It's our own.
We've claimed it.
And you can get in a lot of trouble depending on how you eat your pie. If you try it with a knife and fork, you'll get run out of town. They'll send you home.
That's right. You can burn yourself. You've got to be careful. There's a special way.
Yourself.
Don't hoe into.
Some people suggest you should eat them upside down.
Oh, don't take the lid off and eat the contents and then put the lid back. Oy.
Yeah, it's trouble brewing.
There is.
Trouble brewing.
Well, this is interesting because.
Do you know what? My mate used to work for the police.
Hmm.
I know that I can tell this.
Come on. You've started now.
Let's just say he worked at the Frankston Police Station.
Okay.
And what they used to do is having been locked up in that particular cell, I know it well. And
I don't know many criminals.
The cops have a tough
really?
Time in there. And let's just say if you do happen to get hosed down, it's probably your fault. But anyway, I digress.
Wow.
But what they used to do is they used to starve the prisoners. This is many years ago.
Hmm.
So they were really hungry and then they would go, because most of them were like sobering up alcoholics.
Yeah.
And then they'd go and nuke a pie. They'd go put it in the microwave and nuke it.
Microwave boiling.
Like you've been, you know.
Oh, well, could kill
and
you.
And so they go, oh, man, you want to buy?
Burn and the roof of your mouth.
Just some good, out. Clean muck around
and
fun.
And Wooshka, third-degree burns on the top of it.
Oh, God, guys are funny.
People are allowed to have fun.
What a laugh.
Hey, so anyway, I digress.
Yes, you do.
But we're talking about the best pie in Australia, no higher accolade, and it's been run and won. There's many classes, of course, but the best pie in Australia gives me great pleasure to say is built at Country Cob Bakery in the town of Kyneton. Kyneton, Victoria, Country Victoria, Whitney.
Yeah, she's from Kyneton.
Our producer.
Yeah.
Is Kyneton's favourite daughter. She knows the venue.
Yes. This is a very big moment for us, for a country town, to have best pie in Australia.
And we've got the baker, the man himself, on the line now.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan, it is.
How are you going, Ryan? Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Ryan, talk us through your pie. What type of pie took the top gong?
So this year we've got the caramelized pork and pepper.
Whoa.
Yeah, we took like two tofu at the same time. So it's won the Australia Best Gourmet Pie and the overall Australia Best Pie.
Now go ahead, Mick.
Well, I was going to say, have you gone back to back?
Yeah, so last year we won the top award as well for our satay seafood pie.
A satay seafood pie?
Holy moly.
Those pies are good. We've got to go and do a broadcast.
We do. Now, Ryan, without giving away family secrets, you're originally from Cambodia, that's right?
Yes, I am.
How long have you lived in Australia?
So I moved here 8 years ago.
Okay.
And he's taken out the top gong for a pie.
Mate, you've got to be big news back home, surely.
This is why we take new Australians in this country. Because we get far more than we give. These guys are brilliant. Think of what he's brought to these shores.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what he's brought, a caramelised pork and pepper pie.
Now, because Cambodia, you can use beautiful spices in your food and fresh lemongrass, things like that. What got you over the line, you think, with your caramelised pork and pepper? Is it got a little bit of Cambodia in it?
Yeah, actually, this one, like, originally from Cambodian. And then, we try a lot, like, to adjust, like, slightly adjust the recipe a little bit to make it into Australian way.
Yeah, what do you add, though? Tell us some of your ingredients.
No, don't do this. She's trying to get your recipe.
I'm trying to steal.
Ryan, she's trying. I know this. She's trying to steal your recipe. She's got a pen and paper in her hand.
Yeah, so we take out some of the our original ingredients and add in some more, like, Aussie style of taste and, because we use quite a little bit different from here. Like,
you've still been a bit cagey with me, Ryan. Give me a spice, mate.
Hey, Ryan, have you ever thought about going on MasterChef?
I'm not that level yet.
Best pie in Australia. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry, Matt Preston will be
jumping on board.
He'll be sneaking around. He'll break into your joint tonight. if all the pies are gone in the morning, Matt Preston broke into your pie shop. Hey, that's such a great achievement. Eight years, new Australian from Cambodia, and he's taken the top. That would be like me going to Cambodia, living there for 8 years, and taking the top gong for best noodle.
Correct.
And we all know that's not going to happen. Congratulations.
And to you and your brother, well done, Ryan.
Hey, send us a pie, Ryan.
Yeah,
will you send some to us, to our radio station? We'd love to have a taste.
Yum.
Or send them to the local, which is Bendigo. Is it Bendigo Triple M?
We do go to Bendigo Triple M, bet.
That's why the locals.
Cool. Yeah, why not?
And make sure you have us on in your shop all the time.
All right, we will.
Good on you, Ryan.
Country
well
Cob Bakery in Kyneton.
Mate,
well done,
that's as good as it gets.
Oh, I love
well
stories
done.
Like that.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We're off the Logies. When?
Next week.
Soon.
Next weekend.
I'm a 50-50 chance. You're going?
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You've got to go.
No, I don't.
You're presenting.
So are you.
No, I'm not.
Well, then I won't do it.
You haven't seen the rundown. I'll be heckling from table four.
Well, I will walk down with the microphone, Andrew Denton style, and sit on your lap.
Okay.
Won't I?
Well, you won't be the first that weekend if it's on the Gold Coast. Let me tell you.
Oh, don't say that. Hey. What are you going to do if you're up there with me?
It's like an end-of-year footy trip, isn't it?
Where am I going to end up?
Yeah, well, you just come along for the ride.
I'll do
all the talking.
And I'll get all the rides.
Probably.
Well, Logies is coming up, and we always like to know at this stage
who's involved.
Who the entertainment is. Are you ready? Okay.
Because last time they had, what was his name? Bruno Mars.
He's a great international performer. Jesus. You'd be happy to have him on your show.
I love Bruno Mars.
But you can't perform at the Logies and be the halftime entertainment at Super Bowl in the same calendar year.
I don't
year.
Know what your beef is with that. Why do you keep saying that? What's wrong with that?
I just don't think the Logies is the right outlet for him or anyone else of his ilk.
All right. You sound like a...
Well, who's there?
Well, I don't know how Channel 9 have managed to swing this. It's really incredible.
Who?
Delta Goodrum and Guy Sebastian.
How would they track them down?
I don't know. I mean, they may be on The Voice every night and you may see them on ITV3
every
night.
Thought they tried to some kind of cross-promotional potential or something with one of their
somehow.
In-house...
They've convinced them to perform.
Boy George wasn't available?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah. Jess, of course, we love Jess Malboy. I love Delta and I love Guy. But I'm going, that's interesting.
But you don't want them to perform at the Logies?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
You're dead against them?
No, not at all.
You don't like them?
I do like them.
What's your beef with Delta? Tell us what your beef with Delta.
I think she's lovely.
Yeah, I've met her twice. She's a delightful person.
Oh, wow, you must be best friends.
And talented.
I've met her twice.
It's not the point. Why do you not like her?
Stop putting words in my mouth. How dare you? I've already said I love Delta.
But you don't want her to perform at
the Logies? No, I'm saying Channel 9 are doing a very interesting thing and they're cross-promoting The Voice.
Someone who's not up to it? Is that you're saying she's not? No. Who's on our table?
Well, I don't want to sit with you anymore. You can go and sit by yourself.
Hey, what about Guy Sebastian?
You go and sit with Deborah Knight and Georgie. Table. No, Gardner. No, they don't want to sit with you either. In fact, there's a whole bunch of women who don't want to sit anywhere near you.
What about Guy Sebastian? Why
He'll
don't
sit
why,
with you.
Why don't you want him to perform at the
Logies? I do want him
Logies.
To perform. Stop it. I'm just giving you the information.
Right, he's fantastic.
Whatever Jessica, Guy's genius.
Whatever Jessica Malboy's done, I fail what? To see.
She's great. Anyway, I'm just filling you in. Like I will be giving them my 100% attention because they're fabulous performers. You'll be boozed in a corner somewhere embarrassing me. And you've got to concentrate. Don't chit-chat to any young starlets while they're on.
Well, relative term. Young starlet would be 40 for me. What about
Hey, there is another band
there's another
from
band.
The US.
There's a boy band.
Well, you're big on your boy bands.
Yeah,
you know them
made
all.
A movie about.
I've never heard of this lot. Who are they?
Why don't we?
Have we got some?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's kind of catchy.
No,
you
that's
know
good
what?
Logies. You know what I'm going to do? What? I'm going to go and jump on the end and be like their drunk uncle. Yeah, like they'll be bad. Like cute young boys and then just a really drunk fat guy on the end.
Well, they'll do a cutaway of
Something
me.
For the
and they'll do a cutaway of me. I'll be sitting slouched in the back of my chair with a big glass of rosé falling asleep.
So just normal procedure. Hey, you know what? Just a Gold Coast. You know they should have.
Yeah.
Fairly Arrow. She's going to get fairly out.
Yeah, I remember.
She's getting on a bit now.
Is she?
She's a woman who faked her own kidnapping.
That's right.
You can't attention. Get better.
Was she a pop singer? Was she?
No, she was an author.
No,
she was a dance singer.
Oh, right.
Fairly out, but she was a cabaret singer. So okay. She wore like the gold cha-cha costumes.
Oh, gotcha.
She was classic, like casino.
Your dream
cabaret.
Girl. Wow. Your classic dream girl.
Soft spot for Fairly Arrow.
Wow.
Added to your
opener.
List.
Yeah.
All right.
Vegas style.
We can't wait.
Logies, and you'll be there, and you will be there.
50-50.
No, you will be there. We've got a big Logie special show coming next week from the Gold Coast as well.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Keep in touch with all our socials on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Kennedy Malloy.
I haven't gone down and got it yet.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm money ready.
Mate, you're not involved in this.
$10?
Nope. We're talking about Oslotto tonight, $70 million jackpot, could be won. Yes. We're going to take a ticket. We do this when it gets
we
insane.
We do it when it's one of the big sort of numbers.
When it exceeds your annual salary.
Oh.
So we're on here.
Yes.
So $70 million, we'll take one together.
Yes, but I've got to go down. But there's big talk.
Should we get it out of the show budget?
No, that's bad luck.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't do that.
No, we literally split between us and I'll take a photo of it. And so you've got a copy and so we see it because what if...
Can't we get James to go down and get
No.
it?
No.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because then if James gets it for us and then we win, then we're obliged to give him some money.
Yeah, to give him some money out of your $70 million.
In what world? Well, in what world are we obliged to give him anything?
Well, it's just...
I would take him out and whack him. I'd probably take you some
Soprano
of that $70 million
style.
To get Start digging a grove.
No, no, no. I just am a bit superstitious.
He doesn't have to get anything.
No, he can't touch it. Can't touch the ticket. It's either you or me. We're the only ones that can
touch
the ticket.
Are you in any syndicates, Dave?
Well, I'm happy just to get mine online because I'm in the 21st century, so I can just buy it on my phone. But I can't be a part of your little special club.
I would have thought so.
Well, our club's been going for a while, Dave. Sorry.
Oh, so I can't. Well,
okay, you have to pay a third, but you only get 10%. What about that? Why is
no
that
deal.
But people have so many. Like, I'm very superstitious about things. People have different things
okay,
to
what
do
about
with
this?
Syndicates.
Yeah. And so I'll give you this scenario.
Yeah.
So you go downstairs and you buy a ticket for me and for you.
Yes.
At half price. And you also buy yourself one.
No, well,
and
I won't.
You, on your own.
Yeah.
And then,
no,
then
that's
you
what
go
happened
home,
to the guy that ripped off his mate.
Then you go home and you come back and go, oh, my God, I've
well,
got
I
two
won't
tickets.
Do that. Well, come down with me.
The one with Mick.
Let's buy it
is
together.
The one.
Buy it together if you don't believe me. I'll film myself buying it. Don't you trust me?
A lot of trust between two old friends to stand beside each other at the lotto counter.
I went to a convent school, I'll have you know. Sister Mary Rose would be horrified if I did anything untoward.
Can we get the ticket signed by a Justice of the Peace? What would you do with the 70
Mickey,
mil?
I'm not going to rip you off. I'm going to get the or come down with me now.
What if what if you see me, if I go get the ticket
well,
and
now
say,
I don't trust
oh,
you.
Well, no, we didn't win, and then I turn up next
well,
week.
Well, you don't turn up.
In a solid gold suit.
Yeah.
And I was riding a Palomino.
Would you share the love for your staff, though, if you won your 70 million, you know,
oh,
all the hardworking who? People behind? Well, you got Whitney
we'd buy you a
Kim
mud
and
cake.
James.
Mud cake from
Coles. I would
Coles.
Replace eaten. Them immediately with hotties.
who have no knowledge. They can't do anything.
I'd replace them all with Victoria's Secret models who just sit there and pretend to tap away at computers.
Right now.
Sounds like a great show on the way. All right, Limo next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it is going to be a monster, mark my words. Hey,
what?
Do women find dad's bod sexier than six packs? My experience says yes.
Hello.
Okay.
I am being ogled constantly.
Why?
It is from...
Want to ask my opinion?
No.
All right.
I don't think so. Hey, we're going to put it to our audience, though, and get to the bottom of all
very
that.
Interesting, I would say.
Unusual presents for kids. Kim Jong-un got a car when he was 10.
Wow.
Is that a good idea?
and something else at 11, which we'll elaborate on, that perhaps is not
all right.
a good idea. Have you spoilt your kids rotten? What have they got?
Yes, let's get to the bottom of that. Okay. Hey, there's an Instagram couple who are quite the shocker, and even by Instagram standards. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time we saw Limo, he was ready to vent.
Dog poo annoys me. How do people not pick up their dog poo?
Because
that is a pet hate of mine.
They shouldn't have animals.
I mean, you never leave the house without a poo bag, do you?
I often go myself in the park. Do that little stampy thing with my feet. And off I go.
Please welcome back to the show, Limo.
Yeah.
Limo. G'day, Limo.
G'day, guys. Wonderful to be here. Sorry, I was a little bit late today because I got
that?
Our lotto ticket as instructed. And we're splitting it three ways, right?
Just give us the ticket.
Oh, no, you can't do that because then Kel will get upset because she can't be in on it.
Oh, she,
your wife.
No,
so it's got to be just the three of us.
I love that you're worried about Kel and not Dave.
Yeah. No, don't worry. I know where I stand, Limo.
And I mean, with 70 mil, Kel's easily replaced. Let's not be.
You make a very good point there. Is 70
Do you have a thing? Do you take one on the big ones or do you just.
Yeah.
Are you a regular?
No, I'm not a regular, but 70's enough. Like, I feel as if I can get stuff done with 70. 50 last week, I was like. What do you do? Barely pays off the credit card.
There's no holiday involved there.
I remember years ago, I happened to be in the States when they had a state lottery that was, I think, about $450 million. And I was in New York, and New York wasn't one of the states, but Connecticut was.
Mm-hmm.
Trains to Connecticut were jam-packed for 2 days so people could buy the ticket in Connecticut. The New York State Lottery every week is $50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, people still go, that's not enough.
Well, as Dave was saying, people actually use online, like, you know, it's very old-fashioned to go into a shop and,
But some of them actually have specific rules where you have to be inside the state boundaries to purchase a ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think there's a bit going on. My favourite is the Lotto Lout, which was a guy in England who he won. He was a local lout who'd been locked up, and he won while he was in jail, and they were all going, he's going, wait till I get out. He sort of terrorised this little town. Anyway, so they're all going, oh, what do we do? Mm. And they go, well, you've got to give it to him because he's won it. Anyway, he got out, he bought a, put a car, drove it through someone's shop window, and then just gave him some cash. He pretty much hooned around the neighbourhood, paying out, just doing whatever he wanted.
Oh,
Lotto Louts, though, he was called.
I suspect he went broke fairly quickly. My wife buys one every week, so I know that every Wednesday morning I have to get ready to counsel her because she checks her email. Because she's got an account.
And it's you have not won anything.
You haven't won it. So I have to, and she every week says, I really felt good about last night.
So she says.
She's really disappointed every week.
You know what I'd like to win? I'd like to win one of those scratchets. That'd be fascinating because you're right there. You got front row seats when the magic happens.
Yes.
Right. You know, you get a little coin out.
Must be so exciting.
Remember the guy that won 100 grand on the scratchies? And then I think it was Today Tonight did a story about it and they got him to reenact it. And he won 100 grand again in the reenactment.
No.
Yes.
He should be made to cough that up. Yeah. And you know what? A current affair said, that's ours. in the time-honored tradition.
I wonder if they paid for it.
What else have you been up to, buddy?
So my wife has found a great new website that I think you would love, Jane. Mm-hmm. Because the website is called doesthedogdie.com.
Oh, my God. Now, I think I know where you're going with this.
If you see a movie trailer and you see a dog in the trailer.
Yes.
But you hate seeing dogs die in films.
Yes.
Then you can look up the film on the website
the
and
film.
It'll tell you whether or not the dog dies in the film.
This is genius.
Alternatively, if you love seeing dogs die in film, that's a good one to go to as well.
You can use this particular website.
May I tell you that with Game of Thrones, when that was on, all I was worried about was John's dog.
Ghost,
and I'm going, what happens to the dog? What happens to the dog? Oh, spoiler alert, Mick, I won't tell you, but suffice to say I got to the end of the series.
I'm up to
and
series it. 2, episode 11.
How is spoiler it so far?
It's pretty good. Yeah, there's some good stuff going on.
It's pretty good. Mick Molloy filing to the party.
Hey, Limo, you aware? So just in case you didn't know, it's Seven Kingdoms, and there's one throne.
Don't tell me you're moving on to The Sopranos after this.
I'm sorry, actually.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back and get more about...
Let's talk about does the dog die. Yes. I love it.
And I've just been informed Kim, who works here, won $10,000 on a scratchy. True story.
Well, wow. Where's our share?
On. 1, 2, 3. That is 2,000 each.
Hey, well done. Kennedy Molloy. This is Kennedy Molloy. Limo's with us. Just got a message on Facebook on the Messenger here. Hey, Mick, Fairley is in the USA and very well. Talking about
is that from Fairley herself?
Yeah,
Fairley Arrow.
My friend.
Soft spot for Fairley Arrow.
Yeah. So,
is she performing? Is she?
Doesn't say, but Jamie Lansdowne must be a friend, and thank you for getting in touch.
I'll pass on my best.
Yeah, you bet.
Tell us a picture.
I think you'd be a good couple.
Hey, by the way, that was Aerosmith.
Yeah. Aerosmith, dude looks like a lady.
That was one of our classic mix-ups on The Late Show. Do you remember?
Well, I do.
Because we had Rob Sitch in yesterday. Yeah. I know you've been working with. We'll get to that in a minute. Yes. Limo. Limo's our guest today. But that was one of our musical mix-up. Remember we said Aerosmith? I thought you said Peter Smith. And then Pete Smith came out and said, dude looks like a lady.
He articulated it
And
very
I remember
well.
In the Logies, when he won the Logie, he accepted the award on your behalf and he said, dude looks like a Logie.
And
short
happy birthday,
and sweet. Happy birthday to Pete. And also, Rob Sitch was great on the show yesterday. And
he was all right.
She cropped me. She took a photo of us and then cropped me out. This is what she's taken to doing.
You've been doing a bit of that lately.
I've been cropping Mick out of all the photos. Me, Christopher Atkins, me and Mickey Dolenz.
You don't have the heart to tell him in the moment, aside.
But you just see enough of my face poking in to look sad.
People
you know I've been cropped out.
Some people take it very seriously.
Well, some people take it
very seriously. They go, hey, Jane, you keep cropping Mick out. Do it, Fred. But they go, oh, it was good to have Rob on the show yesterday.
There was a lot of good comments about Robert's
situation. Yeah. It's good to
have
you on,
going all right?
Are you
finished filming it?
We have indeed. And it'll be later this year at some point. I actually don't know.
I'm hearing a couple of months.
I think, yes.
I'm hearing a couple of
months.
There
will be on the ABC, so there you go. There's a show that, as long as ITA doesn't step in.
That's probably what the AFP were after. They can't wait till Utopia comes out, so they just wanted to get in there.
They want the raw footage.
We're talking about when the dog die. Does the dog die? It's a website.
It's a website, and the reason my wife loves it is because we sat down together to watch John Wick. It's an amazing trilogy.
Sorry, just set it up again. This website alerts you to the fact if there's a dog in the film, whether it dies or not.
Yeah, so if you see, for example, a dog in a trailer of a film,
and you don't
go to the website, you look up the film, and it'll tell you whether or not that the dog dies in that film.
So if you are sensitive to that and it will distress you and upset you, you won't sleep for 4 weeks,
yeah,
don't go
to see that film. So Kel and I sit down to watch John Wick. Now, at about the 4.5 minute mark of the movie John Wick,
yes,
his dog is...
What?
Yes, what? By people who break into the house.
What?
And that's it. That's great. It. That's
no.
It's Kaputsky for the dog. How much longer do you reckon that film stayed on our television for?
That's it.
About
0.2 of a second. So I've seen 4 minutes of the first John Wick film, and that's it. Now I did.
So you didn't know it was coming?
No idea. And I went and did the research. John Wick goes on across the three films to kill 377 people. My wife couldn't give a toss about any one of those 377 people.
With her.
But that dog in episode one
was a deal breaker.
Was a deal breaker.
I worry when there's any drug addict with a dog in a movie because I go, they're just going to be on crack or ice, and then they're going to come around to get money and they're going to shoot the dog.
And when you don't expect it, Marley and Me. Who would have thought?
Don't tell me. See, I won't watch that film.
This will make James
cry. Oh, yeah, well, Marley and Me.
And I will not watch that film with the dogs.
Must Love Dogs. Have you seen Must Love Dogs?
I am not watching
Red Dog.
Not watching that.
Red Dog, Turner and Hooch.
No.
I'm telling you. Turner and Hooch.
Don't tell me Hooch goes.
Hooch dies.
No!
Spoiler alert.
That's not true.
Spoiler. No, it is.
And,
now, I've got some bad news.
Hooch dies humping someone's leg. He died doing what he loved.
This is a nightmare.
His owner's leg. Hey, I've got some bad news about Mufasa in The Lion King as well. Bambi's mum. You know, I mean, there's a long list. Charlotte's Web.
Oh, no, again, another film I can't watch again.
Any episode of The Bondi Vet. He's not very good. He was never any good.
So there's a film called Dogs Go to Heaven, which the clue might be in the title as to what's going to happen in that particular.
What about
film?
The dogs? What about the painting of the dogs playing poker? Do any of those? Are they all still alive?
I believe they're all
the
well.
Died of lung cancer from the cigars.
Still playing poker. So just go check out. Does
I will.
The dog
I'm going to put right that
does
down.
Does the dog die? I'm thinking of starting a website. Is there nudity? Hey,
do you have to hustle off? Do you have to hustle off?
No,
because you've got another story I want to hear them out. Do you mind?
Stick around. Limo's with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo sticking around, which is
what
great.
What are you? You're going to the Logies too. Well, we're about to get to a story that you'll tell us, but you're going to the Logies. You're nominated for
Invictus Games, outstanding sports coverage. So we're in amongst the, I think it's the Soccer World Cup, AFL Grand Final, NRL Grand Final.
Oh, they haven't got a hope.
And Bathurst.
Oh, well.
None of those are very popular.
There we go.
Do you know where you're sitting?
Who watches them? It is a good indicator, isn't it? I remember a couple of times before the game, I don't know if you remember this, Mick, we're basically sat at the back near the toilets.
Yeah,
there we go.
I was waiting that table.
We're not winning this one.
Hey, who cares? It's fun to be part of it. We're going up. We're going to, I think, James presenting an award.
You're there as well.
Presenting.
Mick and I are. Mick keeps saying his 50-50 chance because we are going up earlier. We're doing a broadcast on the Friday from the Gold Coast and we're going to have a few Logies guests on. Mick won't know anyone. I'll know everyone.
Well, that's right, because I don't normally go to the Gold Coast unless it's schoolies week. So.
Okay.
I'll have to do something to keep to rein you in. So actually,
I'm going to run amok.
Do the show from Wet and Wild.
Yeah, well, no, I've been.
That's
on
what they'll be calling my hotel room.
Okay, stop it.
Honestly, what am I doing with this? This is
going to be trouble. Someone in my
stop it.
In the mid to elderly range.
Do you know you've mixed
those
already?
Those chicks
asked.
On Studio 10 are in a lot of trouble. They could be.
Look out, Kerry Ann. Mick has already said that we need to be on early in the night to present an award. We can't be on at the end.
I've negotiated that with the producer. And he agreed very quickly.
He's getting big. Right. There's some women on the Gold Coast listening right now rubbing their hands together at the thought of Malloy in town for the weekend. Guys, I found out I have something quite bizarre in common with my wife.
Okay, what's that? And what is that?
We didn't realise is that we, separately, me in Adelaide and her in Brisbane, both lived in houses that right before we lived in them were brothels.
Okay. Look, that is very interesting. Really? I'm assuming that they're a large house and you're in share houses, so there are a lot of rooms.
Yes, correct. And
how did you work out that they were
Because
brothels?
We used to have blokes come around all the time knocking on the front door.
Really?
And normally they were fairly sheepish. They'd just sort of, you'd answer the door and go, hello, and they'd go, hi. Because I assume people would be invited in straight away normally. Yeah. You'd go, hi, and they go, hi. Okay, yep, can I help you with anything?
You don't look like the madam I usually see here.
They'd walk away. Once we had a bloke come to the front.
I think it would be harder for Kel living in her house, opening the door
with
someone who's expecting brothel than, say, big, fat, ugly guy like you.
Kel did say once she was sitting at the front, on the front deck, painting some furniture, wearing jeans and trainers, and a bloke in a business suit walked up and said, "Are you working?"
Well, that's a compliment, let's face it.
So this is not a problem. So I had a friend who had a who lived in what was formerly a brothel, and he had no idea. He's showing me around the house. He's going, "Have a look at this, mate. You're not going to believe it, but every room's got a spa." I go, "Okay, mate, I'm going to have to warn you. You see that shag pile on the walls?
Yeah.
That's not normal.
And the mirrors on the ceilings?
And so that heart-shaped bed? No.
That's funny. There must be so many people who are living in converted brothels around Australia.
Well, there's two in our house. Me and my wife.
Well, there you go. That is weird.
But so
there
you go. So I tell you, I did a gig one night at Bolt's Cafe in Adelaide, on Rundle Street in Adelaide, and I finished the gig, and a friend of mine, you know, Fred Astaire, she's a clown,
Yes.
And she said to me, "Oh, what are you up to now?" And I said, "I'm going home." And she said, "Oh, me and my boyfriend will give you a lift." I said, "Great." So I jump in the car with him, and he says, "Where do you live?" And I said, "Funny thing about my house. I said, I live on Hurdle Square, and it used to be a brothel." And he goes, "No way." Now, Hurdle Square in Adelaide is on a massive intersection, Pulteney Street and Halifax Street.
Oh, yeah.
And Hurdle Square has four very distinct corners, and the numbering is really confusing, right? Mm-hmm. So I say, "Funny thing, it's on Hurdle Square. It used to be a brothel." "Oh, my God." And anyway, we're laughing and talking about that for ages. And then he pulls up right at the front door of my house. I gave him no directions, and I didn't give him the number of the house either. and Freddie's girlfriend, she turns around and goes, "How did you... Because he didn't give you..." I said, "See you guys, I'm out of here."
Very nice.
That is unbelievable. Do you know what? That would be a great show, a design show. Renovate my brothel. And
great
we
idea.
Go, and like it's like the block.
It's got a cam on board.
But you tone down the red velvet.
You turn to, or no, you turn them into brothel. You build a brothel. I'm building a brothel. Where you have to
see how different we are. How can we work together? I'm the opposite.
Today we're doing the ensuite. Oi. Today we're doing the roof. What are we doing?
You want to do it, Bordello. I want to make it Scandinavian design.
Okay. Well,
we do a block style build of a board. Everyone gets a Bordello. Everyone has to turn a shop front into a Bordello. This is fantastic. I'm writing this down.
All right.
I'll speak to you
Bring
up at
your
the
brother.
News.
In fact, let Mick do his
series. I'll do some research.
Jane, you do your series and let's see who's rates the best.
I'll do some design research.
Do you host it?
Well, I'll define hosting. I'm in the hot tub.
Do you audition?
Thank you for coming in.
You've got anything to plug, Limo? What do you want?
Thank you, team. I'm at the Comics Lounge next week, and I'll be at the Logies on the...
Well done.
You bet.
On the 30th.
Thanks to Limo.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Exciting new research.
What's that?
Groundbreaking, in fact. And everyone should listen up, ladies. According to a new study commissioned by US gym chain Planet Fitness, women prefer the dad bod over the rock hard abs look. 133353. Give us a call to confirm, ladies. There's great news for men out there who may have let themselves go over the journey, who don't feel the need to hit the gym every night, and may like a couple of beers warming down at the end of a night. Women have spoken. It's hard to argue. I always listen. It's one of my great skills.
Hang on. What do you mean women? Women have spoken? What women?
Well, they've been... survey, Jane. They like dad bodies.
What's your research?
I would say all of them. Mm. Every woman in the world has been surveyed.
It's not what me and the other mums at school would agree on.
You're perverts. You are. You like...
We're not perverts. We're realists.
So your standards are unusually high.
Is a dad bod like a little bit of a pot belly, isn't it?
They're saying it's like
man booby,
the Pillsbury Doughboy, like a bit doughy.
No, that's not. That's how dare you?
That's what a dad. That is what. There's buff, and then there's chubster.
A little bit in between, though.
I've had some work done.
Have you?
Yeah, I had two chins added. I had two chins added.
I like your training schedule.
Two love handles. I had a couple of love handles put in. A little porch out the front.
Mickey, tell us what you did to get training for your role.
It's a Botox on my butt crack.
For Ride Like a Girl, how did you get into training for that? Remember?
No. What did I do?
You said you put on 20 kilos. Oh,
that's right.
They didn't ask you to, but you did anyway.
I just felt like that's what the job demanded.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
1-333-53, give us a call. But I would say to you, and look, this is our survey results show the majority of people, women I'd suggest that is, think positively about dad bods. And men who identify as having them are proud of who they are. I'm loud, I'm proud, I'm a fatty boomba. That's what I say to myself. Hey, now this is Planet Fitness, Jane, and Jessica Correa.
So well known.
That's exactly how we want all our members to feel when they come to Planet Fitness. So they've obviously got no machines at Planet Fitness. They've obviously got no one's been trained at Planet Fitness. They're going,
this is a crock, sorry. Because if I see someone a bit pudgy, I go, well, they're going to have a heart attack.
Well, let's get some of these calls across and we'll get stuck into it
straight away.
Okay,
we've got some. Yes. Okay.
We'll go to Paige.
Hello, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, what's your vibe on the dad bod?
Much prefer a dad bod.
Thank you.
Give her a prize, Dave.
Yeah, you got tickets to go see you too.
She's got a butt.
Oh, Paige's got tickets to you too, the Joshua
Paige,
Tree.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Touring this November, the Joshua Tree Tour, livenation.com.au. Two tickets for you, Paige.
Are
well
you
done.
Serious?
Just for saying you like a dad bod.
None of you two.
There was a butt there. There was a butt there.
I do love a dad bod. They're more comfortable to cuddle into. And there is a big difference between someone who's ripped and a podge. There's a middle ground. The boys are right.
Hello. All right. Mickey time.
Jane, I can't believe I'm saying that, but...
Paige, that's quite all right.
Right. There's definitely some middle ground there, and, yeah, much prefer the boys in the middle.
Well, if you ever need something to cuddle, Paige... I am at your disposal. I am like a big teddy bear.
I shall keep that in mind.
You just hold on.
Yeah.
He's a good cuddler, so they say.
Real big bear.
Hey, thank you, Paige. Well done.
Simon's on the line. Simon, what's your thoughts?
G'day, guys. Yeah, well, my kids and my ex all call me Chubbs.
It's a compliment, sure, Simon.
I've had that pretty much all my life, but the best part about going to Avengers Endgames was
where?
I would turn around answer at the end and say, I finally got a Thor body.
I've got a body like Thor.
Yeah,
see,
true.
Now there's your way, girls. Did you find Thor more exciting and attractive as chiseled Thor or porky Thor?
Do I seriously have to answer
question?
Yes, do.
What's doing it for you?
Chiseled.
What about porky
Hemsworth?
Thor? What don't you think of porky
That's
Thor?
That's what Hemsworth paid to be chiseled. We can have any old bloke up there on the screen, but Hemsworth works for it.
I got a soft spot for Porky Thor.
I like Porky Thor too.
Hey, Mel's on the line. Mel, what's your feelings on the dad bod?
I think a dad bod is acceptable.
Ha ha! Give her a prize, Dave.
Prize pack coming your way, Mel.
Have you got one at your disposal?
I do, yeah.
You do.
Is there a line between acceptable and, better hide the snacks?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to say yes on that.
All right, well, but you seem to be in the zone.
Lots of girls are calling. Thank you very much for that,
because
Mel. They all
they
like
want
it.
To say
Megan?
Hell yes.
What's your vibe on the dad bod?
I think dad bods are hot as.
Yes, Ooh, Megan.
Good Lord.
Well done. And what is it in particular?
I don't know. I just like a little bit more to hold.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what...
It's good.
I find the girls have a little something to hold on to when it gets a bit rough out there.
Things, Our Twitter poll says 60% sexy, 40% not sexy at Kennedy Malloy.
40% not sexy? How much sexy?
60.
Well, that's fairly emphatic, girls.
Do you know the only thing I would say?
Do you know
say?
What? Well what? Done, women of this country.
Yeah, well done.
Who have got more depth than aren't as shallow as, say, you, Jane. And who think beyond just the physical and go, it's the complete package.
Do you know what I was going to
Boy,
say?
Boy, what a package.
I think that six packs, it does send the wrong signal to me in some ways. It means a man's a bit vain. I don't like a vain man. So there's a fine line.
Okay.
So it can be too ripped.
Okay.
Well, not always.
Okay.
Are we persisting? All these women
no,
love a dad
I like
bod.
It. Okay, yes, please. Let's keep going.
Okay, what about Josh? Let's have a chat with Josh. Josh, what did you want to say about the dad bod?
Now, Jane, I know you like vein, but sometimes too much vein and bone is a bit too much. Like, I'm actually seeking a dad bod. I need some advice from Mick.
You need to come to my academy.
I've got a five-year-old. I'm 6'3", and I'm like I'm pushing 65 kilos.
Oh,
and no matter what I do, I cannot.
Oh, I can't stand hearing people
now,
like you whinge about
Josh,
not being able to put weight.
Josh, I'm going to send you a copy of my new workout videotape, Dad. dad bods. And if you do everything on that tape, you too can have a body like mine.
Josh.
But remember, it doesn't happen overnight. You really have to work at it. Trish, what are
good
you thinking?
Good luck, Josh. Hello, Trish.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, what do you like?
Are you into the dad bod?
Dad bod, yeah, for sure. I've been trying to convince my husband to use.
To get a dad bod?
Yeah.
No, he's got one, but he thinks there's something wrong with it.
Nah,
stick with it.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
I like his style. Sure, sometimes you have to scale his north face but for better sex, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, what an interesting discussion about
Dad
bod.
The girls are still
the girls
ringing.
Love it.
There's so
They're
many more.
It's
keep
so
calling. 133353.
Yeah, dad bods, are they sexy?
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Lucrif, an industry super fund run only to benefit members. The PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
Come on, get involved. This is the industry super fund to get involved with. I trust, you know what I trust in advertising?
Mm.
A jockey's ass.
Oh, yeah.
And Lucrif are all over the ass of jockeys all over Australia. Well, they're partners with the Australian Jockeys Association. They know what they're doing. If I was an honest man or woman earning an honest day's pay, I'd want some of that put away for me when I get to the end of my days.
Well, it's an
and who would
thing.
You trust more than Lucrif to do that for you? They've got you. They've got you back at Lucrif. I personally endorse this mob. They've come from humble backgrounds. If you're 25 to 60, if you're in the mid slice, the best part of your life, things are going good, can you please do me a favour and put something away for your later days? You can't survive on your pension anymore.
No.
You need to think
now. Well, everyone works super hard. Everyone's
working. Keep yourself safe and you need to be in safe hands and there are no safer hands than Lucrif. You know what? I've heard this. If you want to change jobs, you can take the super with you.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's easy.
And
this is
what
they do.
They provide financial advice if you want as well, and you can trust them.
They do the lot. And they advertise on the arse of jockeys.
That's a big, you love that as a selling point.
That to me, I'm in.
You're in.
You had me at Lucrif. Yeah. So there it is.
Look, it's something really seriously important to think about. And people think, you know, look, I can't afford to have super money.
You
can. You've got to do it because you never know what happens, you know.
And do it with the mob who've got your best interests at heart. Who've been doing it well. Who've come out. You know what it stands for? The Labor Union Cooperative Retirement Fund.
That's
its roots.
Mm.
That's what they do.
And don't worry if you're changing
business jobs.
Don't worry. You can take your super with you with this fund. So it'll just
give them a buzz. They'll talk you through it. They're very good.
All right.
lucrf.com.au.
Lucrif, thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Kennedy Malloy.
Straight home to watch the season finale of season 2. Woo!
Game of Thrones.
It's going to be a good one because it was a good one last night.
Oh, yeah.
What happened last
if you know what happens, do you know what happens at the end of season 2?
Yes, because everybody's seen it. Everybody knows what's happened.
Tell me what happens.
Don't do that. Spoiler alert.
What happens?
Last night.
What?
Oh, man.
Is Joffrey still alive?
Do you know why the hound is afraid of fire?
No.
Yes, because his face is half burnt off.
People haven't got it. Jesus. Spoiler alert.
Hardly.
No, yeah, because you
it's
can't
not a spoiler
just
alert.
Say that.
Oh.
Joffrey wouldn't go and fight. I was really disappointed in Joffrey.
Joffrey wouldn't go and fight. He was surprised.
No, because
the wooziest doof-doof, nuff-nuff king
of
around.
I was disappointed.
And what else happened?
Well, you know, it's all happening. The Lannisters won. It just wasn't. That doesn't go on for too long, does it?
Really? I'm just asking you.
Hey.
I'm begging you.
Anyway, I can't wait. Just give me a hint about tonight, what happens.
Well, Joffrey's...
Whoa! Settle down.
Joffrey's not long for this world.
Have you got some socials?
I have people to follow on Twitter. Danny Dobler has suggested for you, Mickey. Follow Antje Utgard. Get around it, Mickey. P.S. Warnie follows her too.
Oh.
Good endorsement there.
What's she do?
She's model, actress and host from Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Expert at being awesome. Sometimes I'm funny.
Sounds like one of Tiger Woods' mistresses.
Did you go from a Scandinavian accent to
Wisconsin? What's going to do? You went from Utgard to Wisconsin.
Yes, because she's international. She also has got her knockers hanging out.
Whoa.
Oh, well, there you go. You've buried the lead. Jeez.
I was saving that for the last bit. That was the juiciest bit at the end for you. Okay.
Paul Krugman, people.
And people have suggested to me, Jennifer has followed, says I should follow, I've pet that dog and dog rates. I'll do that. They're good doggy ones. I like that. Hey, tomorrow.
Can the dog die?
No, well, yes, you can do that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Lee Sales is on the show tomorrow, so we'll chat
with
her.
Lee Sales, yes. Order of Australia.
Order
Lee
of Australia. Sales. Oh, she might have changed.
She might have changed.
See you then.
For sure.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry super fund Lucraft Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.